Okay, last week we started with the Shem Yishmuel, and we connected that to something that Rav Albi wrote. I thought that went reasonably well, so I thought we might do that again today. Our practice, as you know, is that we start Slichos Motzei Shabbos. In many communities, the practice is to say Slichos immediately after Chatzos on Motzei Shabbos. The Lech HaYosher, if you look at the Matzei Ephraim, when he discussed the Matzei Ephraim was in Galicia, so it sounds like there the practice was that they would say Slichos B'Sof HaShemores, but a little bit earlier than the rest of the week. The rest of the week they said Slichos at the very end of the night, and the first night they would say Slichos a little bit earlier because of the different Nischos and the Slichos that reference saying Slichos Dafka Belayla. But our practice is, and that's what they do in Breuers, they say the Sunday morning, not Motzei Shabbos. But our practice in most of our communities is to say Dafka after Chatzos. Lechad Yosher writes, Lechad Yosher is the time of the Truman Sedeshen, speaking of in Hagi Frankfurt. But Lechad Yosher writes on page 118. V'yesh lomer le'olam omdin b'yom rishon. We always begin reciting Slichos on Sunday. Mishum shu samach l'Shabbos, because that's right after Shabbos. V'no'a kol adam lilmod b'Shabbos. V'chein haya b'yamav. Mishum de'en la'adam masakim. V'chein b'yamav, presumably during the Deshen. Because people don't have to go to work on Shabbos. Yesh la'am p'nai lilmod. They quote the Chazal, that when Klai Yisrael and Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Torah was worried that all the years in the Midbar, the Nathan had nothing else to do with the Torah. They go to Israel, they have to get a job. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says that your Zivug is Shabbos, partnership between Torah and Shabbos is the day we all learn Torah. So because of that, it's appropriate to start Slichos on Sunday. Ki am smechem machmas mitzvah ha-Torah sheim london b'Shabbos. There's a certain simcha that's generated by Talmud Torah. V'gam machmas onek Shabbos. V'yarmina ne'ena shkina shara lo machmas atzvos lo mitoch atzvos, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. So in order to tap in, to have a proper Ashras HaShechina, you have to have a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and that's the Simcha Talmud Torah. So if we want to bring upon ourselves the Ashras HaShechina by beginning Slichas, the appropriate time to do so is right after Shabbos. L'chein tov l'haskel, l'spal mitov Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And he also says that the Piyut says Motzei Menucha, so that's why it's appropriate to do it right after Shabbos. Okay, so the Shem Yishmuel, and in terms of the connection between Talmud Torah and Tshuva, and the fact that Torah may be one of the primary avenues to pursue Tshuva through. There's a piece in Rav Jolti, the Mishnah Siyavitz, Hilchos Yom Kippurim Siman Nudal, who develops that idea as far as the difference between Tshuva Meir and Tshuva Me'ava. The Tshuva Me'ava is Tshuva Mitoch Talmud Torah, and he explains the Rambam beginning pair. Basically, that you can take a look if that interests you. The Shem Yishmuel, in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, or in the first piece of Parshas Kisavo, it's at the end of the Parsha, has the following observation. The pasuk Lo Nasan Hashem Lechem Lev Ladas. So he writes, what does that mean that there's no Lev Ladas Ad Hayom Hazeh? That in order to properly come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a she'ifa, there has to be a tshuka to create that relationship. And if a person has the right aspiration, then that's already half of the battle. He quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer, that Aldera Chadrush, or Aldera Chasidus, is the Pshat in the Mishnah Eruvin. The din is, a person is walking Erev Shabbos, it's almost dark, and he's not near the city, but he wants to be Kodesh Visa in a place that's beyond where he actually is physically. He wants to be Kodesh Visa the other side, or closer to the city, or in the city, on the way to the city. So the din is that if he recognizes a certain landmark, then he can be Kodesh Visa on that landmark, even if he's not capable of reaching it physically by the time Shabbos begins. Hayamakir ilan ogeder, memtesim bezen erivin. Hayamakir ilan ogeder, v'yamar shvisasi b'ikaro, kanesh avshvisa. A person says he recognizes a certain landmark, there's a tree over there, there's a fence over there, and his mindset is that he wants to be Kodesh Visa at that location, even if he's physically unable to reach that location, come Bein HaShmashos. It works. Why? Said the Avnei Nezer. B'makam shiritzona v'chash galios shamhu. Wherever a person wants to be, that's where he is. If a person's cheshek is to be in such a place, even if he's physically unable to get there, but if that's where his mind is, then he has a certain connection to that place. So if a person's cheshek is to draw closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then that's already, he's already halfway there, because that's what he wants to do, and that's going to move him in the right direction. And a person has the ability to be masig more than he thinks he can, more than he might physically be able to, more than al derech hatev he can, if that's where his she'ifa is, if that's where he's driving. So that's what the pasuk says, lo nasan Hashem lachem leiv ladas. She'im haya lehem ratzon u'tshuka haya nosin lehem en ha-shamayim. That you have to want it. If you're not at the stage where you want it, then you're not going to get it. So lenosan Hashem lechem leiv ladas adayam azeh. So now you finally realize that this is your she'ifa, this is your tshuka, this is what you want. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu can meet you halfway. Kadosh Baruch Hu can help you. So the chisaron is mitzad klai yisrael up to that point, that the come to realization, the akara, that this is what Hashem wants of us, and this is what, this is where we want to be. And he says that, he doesn't really explain this, but he says that is why Shabbos is mesugel to tshuva. Shabbos is Rashi Tevos, Shabbos bo tashuv. So somehow Shabbos is mesugel for bridging that gap and creating that reality where a person comes to the cheshek and shuka to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's why the minhag of what he calls minhag HaChasidim, which I think has become minhag of most of the Ashkenazi sector in Klal Yisrael, is to say Slichas Matzei Shabbos the minute after Chatzos, as soon as possible right after Chatzos, because since Shabbos is the time of Hiskarvus of Tshuva, Hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we raise those she'ifos, so then we want to say slichos as soon as possible after Shabbos. Rav Ovad develops the idea in one of his Vadim on Tshuva that that's one of the critical mindset points when it comes to Tshuva, that you have to realize, says a person is chozer mitshuva. What is that? Chozer mitshuva. So chozer means to return. So if you're returning, you're returning from somewhere and you're going somewhere. Person has to realize where is he coming from and where is he going to. That's what the morale's major theme in tshuva is, that tshuva is a return to a person's natural state, that there's certain barriers blocking our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the natural state we should be in. And tshuva is removal of those barriers, bringing a person back to his natural state. But he quotes the Gemara that we just learned this week of Avodah Zarah Yutes, Ashrei Ish Yirei Hashem, Ashrei Ish v'lo Ashrei Isha. So the first day in the Gemara, Amrav Amram, Amar Rav, Ashrei Misha Osa Tshuva Kishuish. What does that mean? Ashrei Misha Osa Tshuva Kishuish. Says Rashi, Kishuish Kishu Bachar Bekocho. When a person is young in his strength, Kolomar Memahir Lahakir Boro Kodem Yimei Zikna. A person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he gets too old. So, at first glance, that sounds like the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva, that the highest level of tshuva is if a person is b'oso koach, where he did the Aveira, and he is nevertheless close to the tshuva, when he has the same ability to perform the Aveira in the same fashion. But he dwells on a different point of Rashi, that Rashi is not referring specifically to any chet per se. Memahir lahakir boro kodem yimei Hazikna. So he says that the fundamental basis of tshuva isn't so much the specific chait that a person is being chosen for tshuva for, but the broader realization, the broader hakara, memar lahakir bor kadim ezikna, that whatever chait you violated, that was because of a lack of proper hakara, lack of proper cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you were properly makir Kodesh Baruch Hu, you never would have come to that chait. And that's what tshuva is, to be makir isboro, to realize your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to come to that point where you wouldn't violate that aveir or any aveir again because of that cognizance that you're supposed to have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that lashon hakara is not just to recognize, but to recognize and act on it. So it's just like by Yehuda and Tamar, Hakir na lemia chasemas vapsilim vamataha eile. Says Rashi, Hakir na in la elalashan bakasha, Hakir na borecha borecha v'alta abed shalosh nefashas. So there, the hakara wasn't just hakir na, but hakir na, do something about it, take action. So any hakara, hakara of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, has to be a hakara that's followed by an action. And that, he says, is the basis, the root, the most fundamental nukuda in tshuva, to have a hakara of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to return to that proper hakara, which would prevent us from violating averos in the future. So if a person comes to that proper realization of what the relation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be, so then he's going to think twice or not be in a position to do averos again, because how could you if you realize who a Kodesh Baruch Hu is? So that's an important nukuda to think about during the period of tshuva.